All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Good morning, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. It is a beautiful morning here in Denver. I will soon be leaving Denver for Miami, and I'm going to be working a cruise from Miami to Rome. Yes, Rome. I've never been to Rome. Have you been to Rome? Right now you're going, no, and I hate you, because that's exactly what my girlfriend is doing. I hate you. Why do you get to go? I'm a comic. Now, actually, she didn't say I hate you, but it's about that kind of thing. I'm working a cruise line, Celebrity Cruise Lines. I'm going from Miami to the Canary Islands, which, by the way, I had to Google to find out where they were. I had no idea where the Canary Islands. You hear about the Canary Islands. If you've ever watched a World War II movie, you probably have heard the Canary Islands mentioned. So I had to Google, and there's somewhere around Spain, Africa thing in there. And then I'm going to go up through the whatever it is into Rome. I probably should look up things more about where I'm going so I know about it. But, hey, I'm not driving the boat. You know what I mean? So I'm just taking the cruise. Working the cruise. It should be fun. And in regular news, I did hear when I woke up this morning that one of the suspects in the Boston bombing has been killed, and the other is on the loose. So I don't know if that's got to be good news for some, but having a bad guy like that loose in your neighborhood has got to be rough. The police told everybody to secure where they are. In other words, just lock yourself down in the house and be ready. They're going to go house to house and check. You know, what are those deals like, knock, knock, is the killer here? I don't know how that works, but that seems a little weird. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to go house to house and search for the second Boston bomb suspect. There was two guys that got pointed out on the cover of the New York paper that were innocent. Did you hear about that? Yeah, one guy has said his picture got posted on all over the Internet. Now he's afraid to go out of the house because he's afraid he'll be killed or beat up, but he's innocent. So, when do papers, you know, do they have any qualms about posting stuff until they know the facts? Is it just one of those that they throw it out now and they go, well, we'll retract it later? But then they don't really retract it. You only hear about the accusation, but not the clarification, which is, I think, horrible. Now, speaking of the Boston bombing, there's a guy, this got posted on my Facebook by a guy named Alex Jones. I don't know much about him. Apparently, he's got a show and has for years. But Alex Jones is saying that he has proof that the whole Boston bombing has been a government bombing, that there's patsies involved. And I'm not saying that this is true. I'm saying Alex Jones is reporting this because it got posted on my Facebook. Some of y'all may have already had it posted on yours. But if you're interested in finding out about it, I know a lot of people believe in the conspiracies or want to know about what the latest conspiracy is. Go check out Alex Jones. I think it has something to do with InfoWars. Yeah, I am not condoning this. I am reporting this. So if you find out anything about that, I'd love to know about it. Let me know what you find about Alex Jones and this being actually a government conspiracy bombing. I do feel sorry for the guys that got posted the pictures of on the news. Did you see the guy in the wheelchair with his legs just totally blown off? That has, to me, been wrong on so many levels. If you need to show the injury, which I don't know why you would need to show the industry injury, then just show the bottom half of the guy. Or if you, you know, if you need to identify the guy, don't show the injury. I can't imagine his family seeing that picture with the legs blown off. I just can't imagine how horrific that is for the family. Or even him later on when he's better. Can you imagine that? You one day got to, you know, go, hey, look, this picture of me with my legs blown off. No. So, again, I don't think the news is taking responsibility for a lot of stuff. I think we're just become so sensationalized, we just stick it out there and don't think of about the repercussions. But, you know, maybe that's just me. Okay, enough with the dark side of this. Let's go ahead and have a little fun. Have you heard about tit-tooing? Mm-hmm, tit-tooing. More ladies than ever are using tattoos to get perfect nipples. That's right. According to MSN, there's another beauty treatment ladies have to schedule in between their toe shortening surgeries and their their vajaysals. And I guess that's where you get like a facial for your JJ. Nipple tattooing, aka tit-tooing. Though the procedure originated for the breast reconstruction, an increasing number of women on the quest for the perfect nipple are reportedly using tattoos to darken and enlarge and define their nipples and the surrounding areola. While some women get the tattoo to even out perceived asymmetrical nipples, just leave them alone. Aren't you okay with the idea of them? Anyway, English medical tattooist Gail Proudman said many of her clients simply believe it's fashionable to have, quote, dark nipples. It is definitely getting more popular, agreed fellow technician Danielle Price. The two-hour procedure can cost up to $1,800 for both nipples. And it is thankfully performed under anesthesia. So if you're thinking about doing it, why? That's all I got to say. Why? And while we're on the subject of weirdness and sex things, Durex, the manufacturer of condoms, they have debuted their Fundawear. Fundawear. It's vibrating underwear for long-distance lovers. Durex said they have invented the future of foreplay. It's Fundawear. It's underwear that allows touch to be transferred over the internet. It is ostensibly aimed at couples in long-distance relationships, allowing them to tease, tickle, and tantalize when they're apart. Isn't that what sexting is? But it also could be able for the technology buffs who really desire physical contact. Fundawear works by using the same technology used to make your phone vibrate. They're wired into the garments and are remotely stimulated by an app. Ben Moore, technical director for the project, said, after the laughter had stopped, we knew this was going to be an awesome project. People want this. Really? Who wants this? Do you want to be able to be zapped at the office? Do you really? You're sitting there in your cubicle doing your work, and all of a sudden, oh, my boyfriend is thinking about me. I guess it could be a good thing. Well, could be. Yeah. What if you're standing in line at the bank? Next. I was next. Thanks for letting us serve you at the bank. Come again. Oh, I might, even before I get out of the bank. I did. Now, here's a little something for the dog lovers out there. I do love my dogs. I got American Eskimo Moon Pie and a toy poodle named Butterfly. Butterfly and Moon Pie. If you follow my Instagram, you've probably seen pictures of these dogs. I actually posted one this morning of the dogs trying to eat each other's treats. I don't know if your dogs do this. You give them both a treat, and they want the one the other has. So they drop them, and they stare at each other to see who's going to be the first to go for the other one's treat. Freaky-ass dogs. But here's a story I found. Dog owners are covered in bacteria from their pets. Huh? Yeah. Okay, Dog lovers probably couldn't give a lick, but others might. Yeah, they might be grossed out to learn that people who own dogs are covered in canine skin bacteria. The germy blend is a mishmash of harmless bacteria from your dog's tongues and paws. Now, it's typically spread through, expressions of the owner canine love, paw to skin and, hugging on the dog and things like that. It's unclear if the bacteria is unhealthy for humans, but that's probably not going to stop you from getting all cuddly with your pooch. I know I cuddle with mine, and I guess they do. They lick their feet, and their feet have been in the yard, and the yard's probably got some dog poo residue, and that's on their feet, and they lick that feet, and then they lick. All right, well, cat people have cause to feel superior here. Well, of course they do. Researchers found there's no equivalent, quote, germ signature for cat owners. So,
cats are cleaner than dogs. Yeah,
suck it. Pooh Bear, the podcat you've heard me talk about down here in the studio
basement,
podcat I've been allowing to roam the house. I lock the dogs up because they pee on things, but the cat, it uses a cat box because it's cleaner. I've been allowing it to roam the house. And yesterday I come home and I find out that the cat has eaten the leaves off one of my favorite plants upstairs. Yes. Did you know your cat was a plant eater? My girlfriend, Miss Thang, said, "Well, I told you that. She does that. I used to give her own plants so she could nibble on the leaves. They actually can buy," she was telling me this, "you can buy like things of grass that so the dogs can, cats can just chew on it." Anyway, I'm a little annoyed that the cat ate my decent plant. I'm not even sure what kind of plant it is. It's some kind of one of those bulbs that grows in water but gets really cool leaves. Well, now the leaves are mangled. Who wants a plant with mangled leaves? Annoying. Well, here's something that may freak you out. Did you know? Well, nobody really wants to hear this. Because we all shop at the supermarket. We're all buying our meat from the supermarket. We're not getting our bow and arrows and going out and hunting down bison and wild deer. So here's a story of supermarket meat that is really going to freak you out. Yep. Meat you've been buying at the grocery store is juicy with superbugs, a new report finds. Yep, there's things hiding in the supermarket meat aisle. More than half of the samples of ground turkey, pork chops, chicken, and ground beef tested contained antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Dun-dun! A new report says superbugs invade American supermarkets. It's drawn upon with government data, which also found 87% of the meat tested was contaminated with, everybody knows this, fecal bacteria. The increase in superbugs like Salmonella E, Salmonella, E. coli, and here's one I can't even pronounce, Campylobacter. Don't know that one. Reflected in the data showed cause for concern. Quote, "It really raises a question about the antibiotics we are using for raising animals for meat." Does this concern you? I just want to know why there's so much fecal in our meat. Are these guys not washing their hands enough? Are they, I don't want to be graphic. They pooping in the meat. I don't remember years ago when I was a kid, and you probably don't, think back. Do you remember worried about fecal in your meat? No. I remember everybody going, "How do you want your burger?" Rare. Now, you got to have it cooked. Even restaurants will tell you, "Sorry, we can't cook it rare. We have to cook it." Why? Because somebody's putting fecal in the meat. Obviously, corporate greed has something to do with this. That's right. I'm going to go there. Corporate greed. Because the bottom line must be the important thing. It's not about safety or the concern of bacteria. It is how quick we can get the meat out. And are they just the way they are? Is it how they're gutting the animals? Does that have something to do with it? They're not cleaning it out properly and just everything gets in the grinder? Oh, that's hot dogs, isn't it? Ba-ba! Now from hot dog to hot topic, 1 million moms hate Kmart's new ad. What? I haven't even heard of 1 million moms. Anyway, while most of us are snickering about that new Kmart ad, Ship My Pants commercial. Have you seen that? Where everybody goes, you can ship your pants. I'll ship my pants right here. Have you seen all that? Yeah. Well, apparently a group called 1 Million Moms, give or take a few hundred, thousand, whatever, they're shaking their heads. The nonprofit organization is playing the fun police again. They're demanding that Kmart pull its ridiculous and, quote, disgusting ad off the air. Kmart should be more responsible in their marketing decisions, they wrote. Let them know that as a parent and a consumer, you are offended by shipping in your pants. They're encouraging anyone offended by, quote, this filth to contact the retailer directly. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing that makes 1 million moms angrier than a double entendre is someone having a damn good time. I saw the commercial. I looked it up. I'd play it here for you if I could. It's just like, did you know you could ship your pants? Yes. Honey, did you know you could ship your pants? You could ship your pants right here. I almost said it, but that's the fun part. You know what they're talking about. Hence, double entendre. Okay, now here's the deal about these groups. Half the stuff they complain about, most of us have never heard about until they start to complain. Am I right? Am I right? Hashtag, am I right? So, you know, a lot of these groups that you haven't heard of either, the group you haven't heard of, and then they complain about something you haven't heard of, and boom, we get media coverage. I'm wondering if maybe the companies themselves don't say, hey, let's start a little controversy. Maybe we could start our own little group and claim trouble with our own ad. And then boom, controversy! Would you stop talking like that? All right, I will. Well, here's some sad news for rock and roll fans around the world, around the globe. Pink Floyd's album cover designer has died. That's right. The graphic artist Storm Thorgerson, yeah, let's say that, who designed the cover for Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. He also created the artwork for Led Zeppelin and Genesis in their heyday. He has died at 69 from cancer. The artist was a teenage friend of Pink Floyd's founding members and became their main designer. His most famous artwork is the prism and the rainbow stripe for Dark Side of the Moon, which, by the way, just marked its 40th anniversary last month. Man, what an album cover. What an album. You know, I don't know if you guys remember this about this album or if you've even heard this. If you play Dark Side of the Moon while you watch Wizard of Oz, they time out perfectly together. That's right. I don't know what Trippy Hippie figured out that, hey, if I watch Oz and put on Floyd, I get Pink Oz. Anyway. Oh, speaking of which, hi, hippie, Trippy Hippies. This weekend is 420, and you know what that means. I don't really know, but yes, you know, it's 420, it's hemp weekend, whatever it is, and here in Colorado, everybody's going to be celebrating because pot is legal. That's right. If you haven't heard, they made pot legal in Colorado. You can have your own little pot, you can smoke it in your own little house, and you can take your own little trip to your own little world, and you can watch Wizard of Oz and go, this times out perfectly to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. So y'all have a trippy weekend out there. Oh, before I go, I do want to say I went to see a movie this week, and I want to give you the review because it opens today. And I see a lot of movies. I do it for a company here in Denver. I'm kind of their the podcast reviewer. And the movie is called Disconnect. It is a drama about a group of people searching for human connection in today's wired world. Let me give you a little bit of the storyline here. It's a lawyer, and he's attached to his cell phone, and he can't find time to communicate with his family. See, so it's three stories. Let's back this up a little bit. It's three stories, and they all come together. It's basically about living in society today with the internet. That's really what it's about. And Jason Bateman is the star. You know, he was an Identity Thief, which was about internet thievery. That movie sucked. This movie, Disconnect, is probably one of the best movies I've seen in a long, long time. I will highly recommend this movie. I cried. I will admit it. I teared up. There's some stuff in there that will really touch you. And if you, as a parent, you see this movie, you are really going to want to talk to your child. I won't tell you why, but when you see this movie, you are really going to want to sit down and talk to your kid. This is probably one of the best things I've ever seen Jason Bateman do. Hope Davis is in it, too. You'll recognize her from other movies. There's quite a few unknowns in this movie, and I think that's what makes the movie so good, is you're not taken away by, oh, look, Robert De Niro is playing this part. No, it is just great actors doing great roles in a very well-shot movie. The movie is beautiful to look at. I have to say, I really enjoyed it. I'm going to give this, like, 5 Mudflap Girls out of 5 Mudflap Girls, and run, don't walk to see this movie. Hey, there's a cliche, isn't it? But I'm going to use it. This movie will make you think about giving your kid a cell phone, for sure. That's probably one of the main points of this movie, is kids, cell phones, and how mean they can be with them. So check out Disconnect. It opens this weekend at theaters here in Denver and theaters around the country. So check out Disconnect. Find it online. Go watch the trailer, and you will definitely want to see this movie. And if you see it this weekend while I'm out, shoot me an email and let me know how you liked it. My email is McGrew@MSN.com. It's McGrew@MSN.com. And I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I know it's a little short, but I've got to get on the ship and get out of here. And that's one reason I'm not doing it from T-Radio V today. I'm doing it from my home studio.
Basement.
With Podcat sitting here in my lap giving me a hard time. So thanks again. Oh, by the way, support our sponsors, Pop Chips, Perky Jerky. And I got a new one that I've been talking to called Hangover Joe. Check out Hangover Joe. Google Hangover Joe. You guys have a great weekend. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the Mudflap House, flapping and poo, and they're underwear, thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and Flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and Stooges 3, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind